They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. My apologies for not dropping an episode last week. One, it was a lot of technical difficulties going on because it was an outage due to a specific particular cable company. I ain't gonna say their name. Two, it was my wife's birthday. Three, it was my niece's birthday. Shout out to Leilani, shout out to Shanika, shout out to Jamila, shout out to Dre's daughter. Also, it was my daughter's birthday, Triana, and my nephew's birthday, Yay Yay, and my wife's birthday. So, it was a lot going on. So, I'm back with another bonus. Are y'all ready to be scared? We talking movies, we talking series, we talking thrillers, we talking villains. Turn on your lights, grab somebody that you love, let's get it. That was Instrumental Orchestra from the Omen 1 and Instrumental Orchestra from the Omen 2. The music can be found on all streaming platforms and on vinyl and whatever record stores or online that's available. So let's get into it. This bonus episode is called Thrillers. So let me cover some of the most iconic series first over Halloween and through horror film history. So we got Halloween with Michael Myers. We got Friday the 13th with Jason Voorhees. We have Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger. We have the Jokester from Saw. We have Norman Bates and Psycho. We got Hannibal from the Hannibal series. And we have Damien from the classic, iconic Omen. So I suggest y'all check out these films. You know, I like all the villains. You know, I always go to the movies and I root for the villains in the series. So, some other villains. We got Pinhead. We got the aliens from Aliens. We got Chucky. So, shout out to all the villains in the series. So, here's the top 10 list of scariest horror films of all time. And then, you know, of course, I'm gonna go through my top 10. So let's do it. At number 10, we got Friday the 13th. It was made in 1980. It's 12 movies in the entire series in its entirety. So basically, Jason Voorhees, he was killing people at a camp. And there's 12 movies in the series. It was a low-budget film. It was produced in 1980. That's what we got at number 10. And number 9, it's Rosemary's Baby. It was about this woman. She was pregnant. You know, she has schizophrenia. She was a real head case. She thought she was raped by the devil, and she was having the devil's baby. So it's really a good movie, Rosemary's Baby. So that's the number 9 scariest movie of all time. It was made in 1968. Number 8. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It came out in 1974. So basically, it's about a family of cannibals. You know, they was eating these kids who went out camping. Shit funny as hell. Y'all go ahead and check that out. We got that at number 8, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number 7, Nightmare on Elm Street. It came out in 1984. It's nine films all together. And basically, Freddy Krueger, he was like a pedophile in the neighborhood. And the Block Club got together and they killed them. So to get revenge, Freddy Krueger, you know, he came back through their children's dreams. And he had the ability to kill their kids any way that he could possible. Could you imagine getting killed, taking a motherfucking nap? So we got Nightmare on Elm Street with number 7. So number 6, Night of the Living Dead. It came out in 1968. It's a low budget film as well. It's about a lot of zombies. You know, the zombies out of style, and they killing the living in this little town. So Night of the Living Dead. So this movie kind of sparked The Walking Dead and stuff like that. Resident Evil. Okay. So number five, we got 1931, Dracula. So you could throw Frankenstein up in there. You can throw the Wolfman up in there. But Dracula, it's been so many versions of Dracula. You check it out. I did the history on Dracula, and one of the latest Dracula films, you know, Dracula was believed to be Judas and cursed to, you know, be on the earth for the last of his days, for eternity. He can never die. So, number four, this movie came out in 1978. It's Halloween. It's 13 films in its entirety. And we got Michael Myers on this one with the iconic, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis with her fine self. So, that's number four. So, basically, Michael Myers, he killed babysitters and shit. So this shit wild and a motherfucker, but Michael Myers, he killed babysitters. So that's what they got at number four. And number three, The Shining. It came out in 1980. The star of the movie is Jack Nicholson. And you really gotta check that one out. Jack Nicholson, he also played in Batman and a lot of movies. A Few Good Men, everything. But y'all definitely want to check out The Shining. I didn't see The Shining, so I can't really speak on it. But I definitely recommend that y'all watch it. I'm going to watch it later on today. Number two, they got 1973's. And arguably the most scary movie of all time, The Exorcist with Linda Blair. It's about a 9-year-old girl, 10-year-old girl. She started playing with Ouija boards when she was a kid, and then she winds up getting possessed by a demon, and it's just real deep. They call in a priest to exorcise the demon, and It's really graphic. Throwing up on a priest, fucking herself with a cross, all type of shit, man. This movie wild and a motherfucker. And then at number one, the greatest movie of all time that they got is Psycho with Norman Bates. It came out in 1960. Norman Bates and his mom, they had a hotel. So if you go in there to get a quickie, go in there to lay up, go in there to stay, it's a 90% chance that you're going to fucking die. Because they was killing people at the hotel. So Psycho is number one. And then, of course, I'm going to go through my films, my top 10 right now. But some honorable mentions, we got The Orphan. We got Cujo, Christine, Carrie, Magic, Amityville Horror. Y'all make sure y'all check out all these movies. Scream, y'all go check them out. So here's my top 10 scariest movies of all time on this bonus episode. And number 10, I got Hellraiser with Pinhead. So basically, it's about this lady, you know, she resurrect her brother-in-law because they was lovers. So she finds this little box and she's able to, you know, communicate with hell, and it brings him back to life. And so what she does is, she lures men in so the guy, her lover, Nick, he could kill him. And, you know, he get flesh until he fully restores back to life. But at the same time, You got Pinhead and all these people from hell that he escaped from coming looking for him to get his ass. So Hellraiser, that's number 10. Number 9 is Saw. Y'all know about that. You got to go through all of these games and solve all these riddles to get out of whatever fate that the killer has in store for you. But he only kills one person at a time. So I think Saw's up to like 5 right now. So y'all check out Saw. Number 8, I got Aliens with the great Sigourney Weaver. It's about 5 episodes of Aliens. Aliens 1, Aliens 2, Aliens 3, Aliens Resurrection. Y'all go check out Aliens. Number 7 is The Sixth Sense with Robert De Niro. He talking to this little boy, and the little boy, he talks to dead people. And, you know, Robert De Niro is like a mystery thriller. You'll really enjoy it. He doesn't know that he's dead, you know? So y'all want to go ahead and check out The Sixth Sense. It's really good. Number 6, Friday the 13th. We already went over that. Number 5 out of my top 10 is Nightmare on Elm Street. Shout out to Freddy Krueger. Fun fact right here. My little sister, when she was 3, my mom used to be selling wolf tickets all the time, saying she gonna do this, she gonna do that. And one time my mama was like, "Hey, I'm gonna get Freddy Krueger on you." And my little sister was like, "I don't care, Freddy Krueger is my boyfriend." That's crazy. Well, my little sister is no longer 3. She's an adult. When she hear this, she gonna die laughing when she hear it. Number 4 is Halloween. Number 3 is Angel Heart. So let me get into Angel Heart. This is another movie with Robert De Niro. So Robert De Niro is the devil. And then I can't think of the Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke is this character named, he's just a detective. I can't think of his name. Oh, Harry Angel. And he's hired by the devil to find this guy named Johnny Favorite. Now, Harry Angel is a detective, and Johnny Favorite, you know, he killed this young boy, hypnotized him so he could lose his memory, and he got his body, you know. So Harry Angel, he sold his soul to the devil and then got hypnotized so he could forget, so he don't have to pay the devil his debt back. So all the time, Harry Angel is hired to find Johnny Favorite. But Harry Angel is Johnny Favorite. So y'all want to go ahead and check out Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro, and the sexy, beautiful Lisa Bonet. Y'all don't want to miss this one. Now, my favorite series of movies scare the fuck out of you. The Omen, that's the music that I played earlier in this episode. It's The Omen 1, The Omen 2, The Omen 3, which is called The Final Conflict, and The Omen 4 with Delia. So, it's about Damien. He's the son of the devil, and he's born into white privilege, but like upper echelon white privilege. His dad's an ambassador, and by the time everybody find out who he is, when they trying to kill him, it's already too late. So basically, it's about the rise and fall of the Antichrist. You know, I don't believe in the devil. I believe in God. This is a good sci-fi thriller. Y'all want to check out The Omen 1, The Omen 2, The Final Conflict, which is The Omen 3, and Delia, which is The Omen 4. They made an updated version of The Omen 1. It's not as good as the original, if you ask me. But go check that out. Go check out all of The Omens if you like sci-fi thrillers. And number 1, The Exorcist. This is my scariest movie. I think this is the first movie I went to go see at the show. I think I was like 2 or something with my auntie. So that's it. That's my top 10 list of thrillers. I want y'all to email me, message me y'all favorite scary movies, y'all favorite thrillers. Let me know if any of my movies is on y'all list. Also, let me know if y'all agree with the top 10 list of all time or y'all fucking with my list. So, we gonna leave Riders Live with the number one music song, Thriller. We out.
be bound without the cells all getting down. Must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Ha 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 ha!